Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. We have a really fantastic show for you today. If you're listening, you may be familiar with some of the famous channels that we've heard about through history. Esther Hicks, who channeled Abraham. Jane Roberts channeled Seth. Edgar Cayce channeled medical diagnoses, and he had no medical education. Jay-Z Knight channeled Ramtha. And if you know Suzanne Giesman, she channeled Sanaya. Today, we have with us 20-year-old Courtney Amundson, who was wise beyond her years. Courtney is a channel who began her path as a seeker at a very young age, progressing to the point where these teachings began to flow through her effortlessly and with complete love and joy. In the beginning, the wisdom was received for her own evolution and understanding, but after a short time, she was guided to share it with as many people as possible through her book, Teachings from God, Greeting Your Soul and Revealing the Divine Within. Since then, she has worked single-mindedly on getting these teachings out to the public, not only through the work of the book, but expanding into sharing her insights through publishing articles and speaking. So now it is my privilege and honor to introduce you to our special guest, Courtney Amundson. Good morning, Courtney.
Hi, Randy. It's so lovely to be on your show, and hi to everybody that's listening. I'm excited to have this conversation and to talk with some of you, so I'm really excited.
Oh, great. Well, we're so excited to have you. Thank you very much for being my guest today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it's best to start off with where all this started.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been kind of on a spiritual path for as long as I can remember. I guess it really kind of started to spark an interest with me when I was about 9 or 10 years old, when I became introduced to Qigong, actually. And I studied with a Qigong master here in Minnesota, and that really helped me to see, you know, someone who's enlightened, someone who is on a path where he knows exactly what he's supposed to be doing, and doing it without any fear or any obligation. And I saw that, and I wanted it. I wanted to help people, and I knew that from a young age. You know, I wasn't going to just join the corporate world and make money. It was about making some kind of imprint on people and doing something that was fulfilling. And so he was a big inspiration for me, and still is today. And I also gained a lot of inspiration from some other spiritual teachers that, like Esther Hicks and many others. I enjoyed Neil Donald Walsh's books and the movie Conversations with God and The Secret and all of those things. And so that kind of primed the all of that seeking, all of those questions that I had from a young age, you know, like, why am I here, and who is God? And I never resonated with God being a man up in the sky that was judging us for our actions, and it just didn't make sense to me that, you know, there was different places you could go based on how good or bad you were, and none of it was really adding up. And so I was asking these questions like, you know, why am I human, and what am I supposed to be doing here? And I had a lot of passions and inspirations, and it didn't feel like it was ever funneled in the way that I wanted it to be. And so I spent a lot of time in music and studying as a classical violinist, and that became my passion for a really long time, and kind of how I channeled spirit in that way too, and through art. And then I ended up switching to an online school to help me to put more time into those things that were my passions. And that was one of the biggest pieces for me to really grow. And I think one of the ways that my spiritual life really opened a lot too. And so it was on March 12th, 2012 that I was meditating, and this was the time that I felt for the first time this angelic presence that came through into my physical body. And I felt this, it was kind of like a pillar or a funnel of golden liquid light that came from up above the top of my head and through my head, through my crown chakra, and down throughout my body. And I felt this amazing weightlessness, I think that's a word.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a word.
And amazing, just like sparkling light, effervescent light that was moving throughout my body and it was unconditional love. And I had never felt that before. I mean, we talk about unconditional love, but this was beyond that. I mean, this was real. And I sank into it, and I felt this light move through my arms, down my arms, and into my fingertips. And when it reached my fingertips, they started to kind of move. My hands, my fingers started to move, and I felt as they were moving, this light shooting out my fingertips from both of my hands. And I just felt embraced by the most loving energy I've ever felt. Way more than, you know, when you're a child or something and you get hurt and your mom is there, you know, just embracing you. And it was, you know, I had understood that from a human perspective, but this was so much broader and larger, and it was like I had come out of my human shell and expanded exponentially. And it was just an incredible feeling, and I intuitively knew as this was happening what was happening. And because I had read, you know, Esther Hicks and listened to Esther Hicks, and so I knew how her communication with Abraham started. And so I went to the computer and I opened up a blank Word document, and I surrendered, and I said, I called upon the highest light and love to come through, and I said, tell me what I need to know. And my fingers started to type, and I closed my eyes, and they typed on their own. And it was crazy, and I was home alone that day, and I think I sat there for a couple hours at least, and let this just go. And I had a few paragraphs down, and I studied those paragraphs for days, and I devoted all of my time and energy to this going forward. And
obviously you shared this with your family, right? Did you?
Yeah.
And,
it did.
And what was the response?
My mom was kind of my biggest supporter, I guess, in the way that she was usually there with me while I was doing this. If it was, you know, when she wasn't at work, she was usually there with me at night. And a lot of times she would sit there and ask the questions, and that allowed me to go into deeper meditation. And she would ask the questions, and I would go into this amazing place and have no recollection of anything that was happening on the page, on the computer. I had no idea. And
you were typing or speaking?
I was typing at first.
Okay.
Now I can do it speaking, but I was typing, and I would travel to these amazing places. Spirit would show me amazing places, and I would just go into this amazing energy, source energy, and I realized pretty, you know, right off the bat that this was beyond just, you know, some spirit being, you know, some singular spirit being out there. I realized that, you know, the labels we put on God or the divine is all for the human being. It's all for us. It's our preference. But what I found is that I didn't need to do that. You know, I started by calling this presence Hannah, because that's what I knew from, you know, my childhood. My mom used to call our guardian angel Hannah. We would visualize, you know, amazing, you know, angel with huge golden wings wrapping around our house at night to protect us.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
It is. It is. And we did that every night. And so when this sort of came to me, I called it Hannah, because that's what I knew. And that was great for a really long time, probably for about a year. And then it ascended to a more broader perspective where I could see that I didn't need to have that label anymore, that I could know that I'm part of the whole, I'm part of the oneness, and I was okay with that, and I didn't feel more separated by that concept. So,
did you ever ask? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. I was just going to say, it's all about having a relationship to the divine. So, whatever label you use, but the broader you get, the more in touch you get, I think, with that pure essence.
Right, I agree, and that kind of answers the question I was going to ask, which is, did you ever say to this presence, "Who are you?"
I did a lot. I did a lot, and every time I asked that, I recognized that I was judging. I was judging. I was trying to put a label on something that I couldn't understand at that time, and so, you know, they did say, eventually, we are source energy. We love you unconditionally, and we take the form that the human being wants us to be taken. And it doesn't matter the name that you give us, or whether you call us, you know, an angel or a spirit being or whatever, but the feeling of it told me the answer. The feeling that I had when I went into that space,
right,
it told me the answer.
You know, in your book, and I have read through your book, I haven't finished it, but I've read through it, this presence, and I've read a lot of books and talked to a lot of people who, you know, who have spirit communication, this presence is so extraordinarily loving.
Mm-hmm.
It is so, I don't even know how to explain it, but almost every paragraph is about how much they love us.
Yeah, that's what struck me too. I mean, it still does. And maybe I attracted some of that. You know, maybe partly my personality allows that to come through more than other people. it's all the same source, you know, the source that is channeled in the name Abraham and Seth and, you know, some of those that you mentioned earlier. Those are ways for us to understand spirit, and it's great, it's fine. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's about, you know, expressing the energy in that name. That's important.
Right, right. Right. I once talked to someone who was channeling a spirit from the Pleiades, which is a star constellation.
Right.
And I said to, they were channeling on air, and I said to this spirit group, I said, if you're just an energy, then why do you say you're from Pleiades? And and they said to me, we do that for you so that you have a reference point, but we're really from, you know, everywhere. And so I thought that was an incredible answer, and I like that. So why don't you tell us some of the messages that you were given that, and you're given all these messages to share, correct?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what are the messages that they're giving you?
Well, I think that it's based on, I mean, there's a reference point for the messages that come through. You know, as I've evolved, I have been asking different questions. In the beginning, they were very three-dimensional in the sense that they were very human questions. You know, what's important for me to do? Is this good or bad? Am I on the right path? All of these things. And then I didn't really understand, you know, the broader perspective. So, of course, it made sense that I was asking those questions. Now I know that there is no wrong path. There is no there is no wrong or right. It's about following your passions, following your instincts, doing that without obligations or fears or, you know, it's following your soul and then doing that with courage and grace and having a knowing and a an ability to depend on your higher self, on your divine to help to guide you through your life, and you're co-creating together. That I didn't understand before. I didn't fully grasp the concept that we're not separate. You can understand it from your mind, but it's an actual shift that I think needs to happen from experience, where you're able to really depend on that, you know, depend and co-create to really see that you're on the right path all of the time. And when that happens, you come out of your victimhood. You come out of your smallness. And as humans, we do that constantly. We do the God is big, I am small thing. I don't know the answer. Somebody else tell me. You know, I need a guru or I need a religion to help me because someone else knows the answers and I don't. All of these things are really blinding ourselves or putting our heads in the sand when we have all of these tools to access this wisdom. All the wisdom you'll find in this book is available within you. It is. It's innate. That's what I've learned. That's been the biggest awakening for me, is that I had no idea this was in me. Like I was 16 years old. I was in high school. I wasn't learning these things by any means. I knew of the law of attraction, and I knew you know, concepts of Qigong, but none of these deep things. And it was only after it started coming through that I started really listening to other channels to gain the vocabulary so that I could channel it myself. So it's, you know, that's a testimony to that, you know, when we start asking questions, the answers are provided to us. They find a way to make it to us. They find a way. Mm. You have to be determined. You have to have, you know, a motivation to seek those answers. I was asking tons of questions because my purpose or my where I found fulfillment was finding out what my soul purpose was. And so that's how I believe it started to come to me, is that I was asking, and I wasn't sitting there thinking, you know, woe is me, I don't get this, you know, just I was asking and trying my best to really find a deeper meaning of myself. Like, I would always ask Spirit, you know, tell me what I don't want to hear. Tell me what I need to see. Tell me what's going to help me to, you know, take down some veils so I can see myself clear. Those are big propelling intentions for you when you do
right.
ask those questions, because you're surrendering. You're surrendering. And another point about surrender, it's not about kneeling down something. It's about standing up and leveling with Spirit, co-creating with Spirit. I didn't understand that at first either. I kind of put God on a pedestal, like many of us do, most of us do. And
when you say co-create with Spirit, you're meaning that it is a sort of a
two-way communication.
They're not necessarily directing us. We are creating together. Is that what you mean by that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're choosing because we have free will. But what Spirit can help us to do is become in alignment with our inner desires, to follow the impulses that we have and to do them without fear, do them without thinking that we're on the wrong path, do them with confidence. And that puts us in vibrational alignment to what we want, what we desire. And then we can achieve it with, you know, ease. So, but we're creating our reality. We are. And we're creating with the higher part of us. So it's about not putting God above us. It's about seeing ourselves as, you know, one of the same. Actually, a good metaphor is we're on two sides of, you know, if you visualize a piece of string, we're on the same wavelength. We're just on two different ends.
Okay,
and
that's
so,
a good way to think of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Spirit tells us over and over again in your book that they are always with us. And they are always supporting us, and that we have absolutely nothing to fear in life. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Mm-hmm. Well, from our perspective as humans, we see ourselves as separate from everything. We have a three-dimensional reality. And so we have a limited perception of really who we are in the grander scheme. And part of that is, you know, the fun of awakening and seeing really what is there. It would be no fun to be human if we knew it all already. And that's what Spirit is like. That's when we're non-physical, we are all-knowing, right? And so the purpose of coming to this planet, to being human, is to awaken to our true, authentic nature, who we really are, where we came from, our soul purpose, and to basically just enjoy our life and learn how to move through those difficult moments and moments where we have emotions and to see a greater purpose in it. And, you know, I think that I'm trying to reel this back into what I was going to say about that.
It's okay. That's okay. It'll come back. It'll come back.
Yeah, it'll come back.
Right.
But
okay. And, you know, I wanted to read, I just love this paragraph, the first paragraph of the afterword, and I just want to read it really quickly. And this is coming from Spirit through Courtney, and it says, in genuine thanks and harmony with all that you have become, we part. This is the end of the book. This has been a divine, harmonious, and grace-given journey, dear children, and we thank you from the bottom of our beingness. We kiss your forehead when we whisper these words because we hold you so dear to our hearts. We will never part from you, even as the words stop on the page. Remember to come back to them and reintegrate what we have taught you, for it is a lifetime supply of teachings. You are always in the hands of grace, and you will always be looked after by the holiness of all that is. The beyond is singing to you with great harmonies as we speak. Maybe you can hear them too. There have been infinite shifts, openings, and God-given powers that have been unlocked in the universal energetic consciousness, and we make our amends and gratitude in service to you, dear divine brothers and sisters. What a journey, what a journey. I love that, and I like the way it sums up.
Yeah.
excuse me. I like the way it sums up really what they're about. When I said, for the listeners, when I said that this is, there's so much love pouring out of them in the pages of this book, you will just be amazed. Excuse me.
Right. And now I remember what I was going to say in that.
Okay.
So for free will, we have free will, it's our job as human beings to make that move and say, you know, I want to know more. What's underneath that I can't see? And when we do that, we open up our perception from a three-dimensional, you know, I'm separate from everything type of view to seeing or allowing ourselves to see that there's more to us than this physical body. There's more to us. And there's a deeper wisdom within us, and that allows us to see that we're not alone. And so it's up to us to really knock on the door and to make that move, if you will, to really show that you want to co-create. You know, you want to be on the same team. You want to work towards your personal soul's evolution together and be guided by Spirit. And when you do that, then you can really draw upon the teachings in this book in a deeper way and see that it's not just about knowledge. It's about your relationship to the divine. It's about and then you see that you're really not alone. You can feel it, and it's not just, you know, reading the words, you're not alone, you know, and going, okay.
Right, exactly. Exactly. As the consciousness and awareness of our planet is expanding, it's expanding so rapidly. So there are so many people on our planet who are now awakening to these messages on their own and wanting to know more. Have they explained to you why this is happening?
Well, I think we've gotten to a place where collectively our collective consciousness is ready for it. There's a lot of, you know, I don't want to use the word karma because a lot of people see that word differently.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that I see it is we have this collective consciousness that's held within our physical planet. And so it's, you know, our planet in many ways is a storehouse or a library of every memory that has happened on Earth. And some of that are things that we'd like to ascend, some things that we'd like to transform at this point in time. So we found that as collectively we're awakening, we found that there's a lot of challenges we have to move through, and there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of separation more than ever before, in some ways, and also the polarity of this experience, the contrast. That's the word I'm looking for. Contrast has become so great. in so many ways, in religion, in politics, in so many ways that we're forced, we are forced to look at a deeper meaning of life and a deeper view of ourselves. And then, so part of that contrast, part of that, you know, when we see so many just tragedies around the world, so many very high, and the way I'm seeing it in my head, but I can't put it into words, like
conflicts.
Yeah, just very
so much
very concentrated anger and fear and
right.
Kind of more on the negative emotional scale. Those tip us into all of us collectively moving to a new paradigm or a new. So I've heard this from Abraham Hicks too. When we know what we don't want, we know what we do want, and that's in my book too. And they talk about that. And so, it takes a while for us, for everybody together, to figure out that we want the same thing.
I love what you said, and that is a message that everybody needs to hear, because we all say why. If we knew that it was propelling us into this consciousness, this development of collective consciousness, then we would be able to relax more and understand and use it in a positive way rather than fear, right?
Exactly. And that energy is trying to hold us in that fear longer by telling us that we're against each other. And so we have to, and there's so many people out there doing this. And I watched Malala's movie last night for the first time, and it was like, yes. This is what's happening. This is the truth that's starting to come out, and that we're not against each other. We can't keep doing what we've done. And it's the simple fact is we're moving through stuff. We're trying to shed stuff. And most of it's not new. Most of it's a lot that has been stored there in our consciousness, collective consciousness, that we're trying to shed and ascend and transform into something new. So it's a process. It's not going to be permanent by any means. It's temporary. But we have to learn. We have to trust that we are part of a greater plan. We're not doomed. We wouldn't come here if we were doomed. You know, we're working towards something, and we're working together.
Right. We're experiencing growing pains. As a planet, really.
Yeah.
We have to hurt a little bit on our way to get there. But I think it's just phenomenal, you know, and I see that, you know, as I do this work, and as I interview and allow this opportunity for others to hear this, I just hear this over and over and over and over again. It's incredible, the same messages coming to people from all over the world, and you know, that we're going to be okay. We need to, it's about letting the fear go, and we're going to be okay. I think it's so important. We can never really hear it enough. And that's why, to my listeners, it's really good to have a copy of this book, Teachings from God by Courtney Amundson, Amundson, because it is going to be a constant reminder to get your head out of the fear and let go. I want to ask you a quick question, Courtney. And, you know, because of your age and because this started at a very young age, how has it impacted you socially?
Well, it definitely has. I've learned that in many ways I'm kind of paving my own path and learning to find my happy place, find my safe place within myself and not needing to depend on other people for that. Not needing to extend myself out to other people to find validation. And I've certainly gone through that. In some ways, it still is triggered for me. where I feel like I'm very alone, and I know that's not true, but it's part of my process too, where my ego comes in and says, you know, nobody's listening to you, and you can't talk about this with anyone because nobody understands you, and mm-hmm. and that is, you know, in many ways I think just part of being human. We learn that our ego self is always coming in and trying to mess with us in some ways, and mm-hmm. but when I surrender to that and I really and I trust in myself and I trust in spirit, and then I'm in the flow and I'm in a resistant free place, and then I open myself up to meeting people that are, you know, part of my tribe, people that want to hear what I have to say. Mm-hmm. And I can be friends with, and so I've definitely gone through phases where I have been very upset by people not understanding me or not accepting
right.
me. And,
right. And you know, Courtney, it's a lesson to learn.
And
if you learn it at, you know, in your younger years, you're so much better off in your life, because we all have
being
things.
Being very confident in that group of people, but not anywhere else.
Right. We all have people that you know, that don't understand us, and it is a lesson in learning to go within, even if we have to do it, whether we can do it spiritually or whether we can do it just consciously. You know, just learning to trust our inner self, and so it's understandable that you're going through that.
Yeah.
At this point in the show, I'd really like to let you kind of take the floor for about 5 minutes and tell us, you know, if we haven't covered something or, you know, whatever you'd like to share, Courtney.
Sure. Well, actually expanding on what we were just talking about, I just wanted to also say that, you know, even when you do feel alone, even when you do feel isolated in ways that, you know, feel uncomfortable to you, what I've learned is that the more that I have really opened myself up and pushed myself to see myself as unified with everyone and everything around me, this became a much, much easier journey for me. And so I'm working towards making these teachings more universal, in the sense that I don't want to be categorized in any way, shape, or form anymore. And I think maybe some listeners could probably understand this as, you know, you might be categorized as healers or spiritual people or New Age people, and it can be fulfilling to be in that group, but also isolating. And I want to basically say, you know, push yourself to listen to other people's stories and be really open and be a student of life, because we all have something to learn from each other. None of us has all of the answers, but you're your greatest teacher. You are your greatest teacher. And so push yourself to ask yourself these questions that you want to know about yourself and about the universe, and then listen, because we have that ability within us. So that's the biggest thing I would say. Just keep reminding yourself all the wisdom is within you. And as far as how you can reach me, my website is the best place, and that is teachingsfromgod.com. And on there I have, you know, contact form if you want to contact me. I have a link to Amazon where you can buy my book, ebook or paperback. I also have some other interviews I've done on my website and a bunch of social media links, and I'm on pretty much everything. So that's a fun place to get in touch and to share stories. And I'd really like to, you know, if you do purchase my book and read it, I would like to hear how it's touched you and how it's helped you. So That would be, I think that's all I have to say for right now.
Okay. Okay, great. I mean, you said a lot. You said a lot, and you have said a lot. It's such a pleasure to share this time with such a beautiful evolved soul, Courtney, such as you, Courtney. It is amazing to me, and I love the fact that you are experiencing this in pretty much the dawn of your life, because there's just so much that you can grow into from here on out. But obviously, you are here as a teacher because you are not here. Your ego has been challenged from a very young age. Most of us do not have that experience. Most of us get to be adults, find problems in our lives, and then say, oops, ego's in the way. So having learned that from, you know, this point in your life, your life is going to be about so many beautiful things and meeting so many beautiful people. And so I am really grateful to have shared this time with you.
Me too. It was fun. I always like having these conversations that are fulfilling for me and for other people. And I'd say on that note, too, that, you know, don't beat yourself up where you are. A lot of people, and I kind of don't like this, but, I mean, it's endearing, but a lot of people are, you know, say, like, wow, you're so young. Like, how did you do this? And I never got to that point when I was your age. A lot of people make that comment, and I say, don't compare me to you. We're two different people. We've had two different, you know, our souls are in different evolution. And you know, if I'm not where you are right now, I have been. Or if I'm not where you are, I have been. It's, you know, it goes both ways.
It's true.
You really can't compare each other. You just have to work with where you are and don't make yourself small. You know, see who you really are. From that higher place and have compassion.
Oh, I love that message. That's really a beautiful message, Courtney, and it is so true. But we have to take ourselves out of the physical limitation and realize who we are on a greater scale, and understand that we've been evolving for hundreds of thousands, maybe billions of years. And that we're all in a different place, and that everything that we're here doing is for our greater good, and that we, you know, we can't all be at the same place. And what would the world be like if we had no challenges in our lives? So everyone is experiencing these things at the time that it's right for them.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we are running out of time, but I want to thank you so much. This has been a glorious, glorious 45 minutes or whatever for me to spend. I enjoy talking about this too because, you know, I've been into this stuff for a long time and I don't find a lot of people I can talk to about it either. So, but my listeners do enjoy this and they do seek it. So it's just great. All right, so thank you. And I wish you tremendous, tremendous luck with getting the messages out from your book, Teachings from God. Again, our guest today has been Courtney Amundson. Amundson. Thank you, Courtney, for such a pleasurable time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And I wish you well. And as things progress, if there's any, you know, anything that you would like to come on and share, this is a great place. Just contact me, just email me and let me know, and we'll have you back, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. So our time is up for today. If you enjoy listening to these shows, please become a show follower, and you will get advised of all the wonderful programming that I have. Right now we're booking into April. And my listening base has grown so tremendously, and I thank you for that. If you'd like to contact me about anything, any comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. RANDIGFINE.com. My website also, randygfine.com. Stop by. I have over 500 posts on there, and there's links to everything I do on my shows. So that's kind of my hub. Check it out. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host,
Life Issues Counselor, and author Randy Fine signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy.